Fox News right
now. The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. That's right, Carl and Linda Bott, we're here, and we will always be here. It is 7:05 in the morning on September the 20th. Good morning, our friends. 530-605-4567 is the phone number. And we are streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. And good morning,
Sun Gold. We love you guys. You know what?
Our guest, Philip Smith. Good morning to all of you all.
We thank you for supporting us. I'm so glad we we're not corporate.
We are us.
We are us.
We are us. Hey, and you know, speaking of us, here's Bad Bob.
In the immortal words of Adrian Cronauer,
good morning, Shasta County!
Based on a real person. And, you know, Robin Williams, to somebody turning that loose, you know, and speaking of turning it loose, here she is.
Oh, gosh, my goodness. What are we going to do with that one? Don't turn me loose. 7:06 in the morning, of course. It is the 20th. Wow, lots can happen in a day. We had a huge day. 64 degrees currently, if you're just tuning in. I'm sure the great Bob Belongi is going to be killing you with some fabulous bump music this morning because
it's
a great day. And you know what we're looking at? I've got a printout here. It looks like it's going to be 100 today. And it felt like we were up working out this morning.
We were.
That explains the endorphin thing.
It was dark out, and we took a walk, and the stars were out. It was fabulous. Yeah. On this day in 1878, and the Sinclair family, they celebrated the birth of their son, Upton. Of course, they had no way to know that Upton would become a famous author whose books influenced social reform. Upton Sinclair's book, The Jungle, published in 1906, was an expose of Chicago stockyards and the meatpacking industry. In general, The Jungle revealed...
It had a lot to do with... It did change a lot of things.
It did. You would know. The Jungle revealed unsanitary conditions and what really is the meat that was being eaten, like rats being swept up. Ugh, you know, let's go into that. Anyway, so what became of Upton Sinclair? He became a vegetarian and used the profits from The Jungle to found a cooperative community in New Jersey. He also wrote about the Teapot Dome scandal in oil, so he was really
a mover. He was a reformer, and you know what? And speaking of healthy food, Weston Price.
Tonight at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, you are going to actually, it's one of our very own olive oil makers out of Happy Valley, and we're going to be there because, first of all, we love olive oil. We like to cook with it. We like to do, you know, I actually like to put olive oil on my body, and I just think it's so nutritional in so many ways, and they always say, if you can't, when you put it on your skin, you should be able to eat it really, really in the real purest form. And a lot of times we don't do that with cosmetics and stuff like that. But, you know, anyway.
Sorry, Carl, I was working on a visual there.
I know. You know. I think everybody is out there. There's,
you know,
Linda,
who uses Linda, all?
Linda spraying herself with olive oil and running around the yard.
Well, you know whose birthday it is. It's Sophia Loren's birthday today, and she's 77 years old, and you know what she uses on her body? Olive oil.
Oh, I was going to say Marcello Mastroianni, but no.
When she basks in the sun, that's what she uses.
Well, you know what? If it works for her, it must be good.
Yeah,
that Weston Price, though, tonight starts. We'll get you the time, but I think it starts around 6.
So the special speaker is the olive oil maker. I can't think of their name right now.
Dr. Trudy Pratt is the one that heads this up.
Right, and so you're going to have a
positively healthy show on
Saturday.
Lazy
69 is going to be there with their eggs and their meat. It's a place for you to come, and you can actually buy products.
And people will be bringing things to eat. And I am actually bringing, because I've got it out right now, is we're talking about antelope chili tonight.
Ooh.
Because a lot of people are going into the natural foods, and this is as natural as you can get, is antelope that was harvested in Wyoming.
Uh-huh. So when you go this year, when you get your, however you want to capture, however you do it, whatever you want to call it, and you bring back your antelope, I hope we get to make sausage and jerky out of it. Now, just something that we can have through the year and be able to share with friends and so on and so forth.
Absolutely.
Before we go to, okay, I do have tickets to give away.
But I've we're not going to do that till after, but not till we get back to after the break.
All right.
Because we have Josh Wiley on the line here with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, stock index futures have suggested a positive open for the major averages as the markets anticipate more aid for Greece and a new program for monetary easing from the Federal Reserve. A report this morning suggests the U.S. housing industry needs help. August housing starts declined 5% to a three-month low and were lower than expected. Building permits unexpectedly climbed. Currently, the Dow's down 4 points at 11,396, while the NASDAQ is up one at 2,614, and the S&P 500 is down one at 1,203. Oil's down a penny at $85.69 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.21%. Gold's up this morning, $7.30 at $1,786, while silver is up 36 cents at $39.53 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Merck is up 4 cents at $32.29, Microsoft's up a penny at $27.22, while Walmart is down a quarter at $52.20. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We always love having you guys on in the morning and then again at 8 o'clock and again at 9 o'clock to let us know what's going on in the market to help us figure out just what's going on with this economy. This is Carl Linda Bott, 7:11 in the morning on September 20th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Champion Tom Mintz returned to Red Bluff
September 30th, October 1st and 2nd.
Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires at the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more.
All come to take on Grave Digger and Maximum Destruction.
Plus those insane quad racers. A top truck class for you locals.
And get this, Red Bluff.
Fire-breathing, jet-powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. Get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores. Bud's Jolly Coke. Charge by phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220 or go online to rvmonsters.com.
September 30th, October 1st and 2nd.
It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:13 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott on September the 20th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know, before we get into the rest of the show, we have Bill Wagner coming in, and we're going to be talking air show.
Air show. Good morning.
Okay. You know what? You know, yesterday there was, you know, we talked about the air show and about safety in the air show. You want to address that?
Oh. Sure. No problem. Actually, my opening statement is this week has been, it was an air race, not an air show. It's 100% different than what we do. It's a competitive event. We work with the FAA. Our artificial flight line is 1,500 feet from the crowd. Most of the maneuvers are parallel to the crowd. Our performers cannot do any high-energy move toward the crowd. They can fly straight and level over the crowd. They rarely do that.
Okay, and the what we were talking about yesterday, this was an air race like this, really torquing out the planes. They're making these hard turns. And it's a completely different atmosphere.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's, you know, and that it's nothing to be fearful about. I mean, Linda and I are going Saturday. We're going to be there.
Yeah, the plane, they said it was a P-51 Mustang. If you look at the pictures of it, it does not look like a P-51 Mustang that was flown in World War II. It's totally modified, super engine, different types of fuel. They go up to 500 miles an hour, and our plane...
It's like watching a funny car. You know, it may right. look like on the outside, may look like a Chevy Dart or whatever, Dodge right. Dart, but it's not. It's right. just the outside of it. And this right. didn't even, the outside didn't even look like
yeah, it. Yeah, what I've said, it's the difference between the air race and the air show is like cars driving around in a parking lot around pylons at 5 miles an hour and NASCAR. It's just, yeah. They're totally different events. The only thing they have in common is they have airplanes.
That's it. Okay. Now, what else is going on?
What else is going on? Well, it's going to start to be a busy week. The first planes are coming in today. Canadian F-18s will be in. They're going to help us test the arresting gear that was put in for the Thunderbirds because our runway is not 10,000 feet long.
Uh-huh.
So that's a barrier that looks just like on an aircraft carrier, and they got to test it. They won't take a trap, as they call it. What they'll do is they'll land and hook up to the tail hook and then rev up and pull on it and make sure that it's everything's been installed properly. We had it's called Red Horse Squadron come over from Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada in Las Vegas, and they spent Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, four straight days, to get everything in by Sunday afternoon to be ready to test it this morning, because the first Thunderbird plane will be in Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Well, now, we're going to have some of the pilots on, I believe.
When,
you're going to
bring when you're rolling them in here.
Friday morning, we'll get some the performers will be here. Our media day is on Thursday morning, and then we'll have... I believe Julie Clark's going to come in and see you.
Oh, great.
You.
Oh, great. Super. Looking forward to that. Well, we're looking forward to the air
she
show.
She is amazing.
This is, you know, we're going to go Saturday and then after that do the MASH Bash. So we can try and, you know, get it all in at one time.
All in at one time.
Yeah, I just have to spend a day out there and into the night. And then hopefully we'll get somebody from Yellow Cab to drive us home.
Now, you have tickets at, oh, that's cool. You've got tickets at Rayleigh's. Let's talk about that.
Okay, so general admission tickets are, general admission tickets are at Rayleigh's. They're $10 pre-sale for 12 and older.
That's great.
And children 11 and under are free. That's an addition this year.
Fabulous.
Children were charged. Yep. So a family of four or five can come out for $20.
Have a great
time. 5 hours of great entertainment. Website, www.readingairshow.org. General admission tickets are online there for people who want to do it over the internet. And also our flight deck tickets are still available for Sunday. Saturday looks like it's going to be sold out, but Sunday we'll still have some tickets available at $95 each.
Great family show. Just a wonderful...
And food's available and water and drinks and all types of stuff
we'll
out there.
Yeah, Station Air will have planes on the tarmac. We have probably more military planes than we've had in recent years. We're going to have some vintage cars. We're going to have some motorcycles.
Oh.
So a wide variety. And then all the recruiters will have displays, and they have interactive games and...
That's great.
For the young people.
You know what? This is we're really looking forward to this. You know?
We're looking forward to it, and it's like anything else. Is that the attention is on the spectacular sportsmanship and the expertise of these wonderful pilots that have years and years and years under their belt that are going to do this wonderful show, and also you're bringing first time acts to Reading, and the Thunderbirds haven't been here in a very long time.
Right, 7 years for the Thunderbirds, so it's almost like they haven't been here before.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie Melissa Pemberton in the Edge and her husband Rex in the wingsuit are new. The Canadian F-18 is new. The T-33, which is a Korean War era jet, which was the similar jets were the first ones involved in jet-to-jet air combat over Korea.
Huh. Did you not realize that, I believe this, and tell me if I'm wrong, but not really too loud, is that Reading's going to have a larger air force than many countries in the world.
That's probably true. And
especially jet aircraft.
And we'll have more jet aircraft than we've ever had before. We have four different performances. Plus, over the weekend, we'll be the The airport will be the second largest city in Reading.
Well, I tell you what, maybe we ought to think about it's time to start that State of Jefferson now that we've got the firepower.
Well, okay. I want to hear about the Exchange Club when we come back. I'd like to hear from you exactly what your club promotes. And as you, of course, we're thinking about the air show and how fabulous it's going to be. You guys as a team have put together this event, and it's been your event. So let's come back and let's give a little bit about the history and the body of the Exchange Club.
Sure, and also all the money that you all have raised for good causes here.
Yeah, we have, you know, there's 46 members. They all do the work. It's not just me.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds roar into town to headline the Exchange Club of Reading's Air Show 2011 at the Reading Municipal Airport.
Saturday, September 24th and Sunday, September 25th.
The show features war jets than ever before. In addition to the T-Birds, fans will thrill to aerial jet demos by an A-10, Canadian Forces F-18, and a T-33 shooting star. See Eddie Andrini in his P-51 Mustang. See Melissa Pemberton circling husband Rex as he flies in his wingsuit. Gates open at 8 a.m. Adults $10 pre-sale, $16 at the gate. Children 11 and under, general admission free. General admission tickets on sale at Rayleigh's locations in Reading, Red Bluff, and Chico. Flight deck tickets available at www.readingairshow.org. That's www.readingairshow.org. Sponsors include KLXR AM 1230, KCNR AM 1460, ArcSign Engineering, MD Imaging, Wind River Casino, CGI Technical Services.
This is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us September 24th and 25th for
Air Show 2011.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques. Techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, 7:23 in the morning. KCNR, 1460, September the 20th. Good morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is...
Go ahead, Wagner, from the
Exchange Club. You are from the Exchange Club, right?
Yes, I'm from the Exchange
Club. You're part of the Rotary, too, aren't you?
Yeah, right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
The Exchange
Which Rotary Club,
Club
is that part of?
Whichever one's going to pay my fine now.
The Exchange Club of Reading is the official title, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. The Exchange Club of Reading. Is this every time it's mentioned that you get fined?
It depends on their mood.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, it is. Cha-ching.
I was just going to say, well, it's going to be 100 degrees today, so expect a hot day. But the good thing is that, of course, the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We'll be talking about a special event under the tent that's happening this Saturday. But before we go there, on Saturday, it looks like we're going to have a high of around 92, and this is probably the coolest temperature in a very long while for the Reading Exchange Club of Reading.
There you go. So you're going to get fine.
You know, air
well,
show.
Well, that's only fair that since 2 years ago it was the hottest day in of the entire year. So it was the 700-year flood thing. So.
Yeah, I remember that. That was terrible.
But it's looking really good for the weekend. It'll be beautiful weather, and Sunday's going to be even cooler. So
the Exchange Club.
So you wanted to know about the Exchange Club.
We want to know about the Exchange Club of Reading and what you guys do.
Well, it's 46 businessmen and women in the community who like the National Exchange Club is all about community service, and we do a lot. We do the Peace Officer of the Year, Firefighter of the Year, Scholar Athletes of the Year, High School Scholarships. We sponsor Special Olympics Bowling. We ring the bell for the Salvation Army, and we usually bring in more money than any of the other service clubs in the little challenge that goes on for one day. We help the Asphalt Cowboys at their Roaring Gulch.
Woohoo.
And the Relay for Life. We provide the chalets, all of our chalets for them. We donate that to the Relay for Life. And we help other, you know, we do other things on top of that, but that's the bulk of what we do. We're pretty active. Stuff going on all the time for our members.
Now, how did you guys get involved in having one of the top-rated air shows in the northern part of our, western part of the United States?
A long time ago in a land far, far away, the Exchange Club formed in 1972. And I believe at the time they took over the fly-in pancake breakfast at Benton Air Park from whoever was doing it before. And 1980-81, they made some improvements to the Reading Municipal Airport. And one of our members was on the airport commission, and there were several pilots in the group. And they had an interest in air shows, and they understood that the improvements that were made to the airport would allow the high-performance jets to come in. And so the decision was made to have a show at the Reading Municipal Airport. It was supposed to be a one-day show. And right from the beginning, the tail was wagging the dog because it ended up being a two-day show. And the first two shows, the big attractions were a C-130 from the Coast Guard and then a C-5. And then in 1984, the Blue Angels put us on the map by putting us on their schedule and coming to Reading. And as they say, the rest is history after
that. Well, when Ms. Clark comes on Friday, please tell her that I would love a signed picture from her, because she is I'm going to call her a real dame. She's a real dame.
Oh, yeah. She's an award-winning pilot. Awards all over the place over the years. She's probably been flying for about 25 years. She was an airline pilot, I think, for Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And I should also mention that all of the air show and everything we've done, the Exchange Club's been able to give away more than $936,000.
I wanted to bring that
since, up. We started 29 years ago.
Well,
now, that stays around here, too.
Yeah, 95% of that money stays in town.
Great.
Some of our money we have to spend that has to go out of town, but we try to keep as much in town as and all the donations.
And who hits this? Who gets the donations?
Well, the way we do it, everybody who helps with the air show, we have we'll probably have 40, 50 groups out there helping us.
Mm-hmm.
More than 1,500 volunteers, and depending on what they do and how many people and how many hours they put in, we make donations back to them. So it's youth groups, churches, schools, the City of Reading, nonprofits, everybody that's out there doing different things. The people that'll be cooking the hamburgers and hot dogs, that's a local group. The people doing the parking, that's a swim team. The security, I think, is going to be a sober grad from Foothill. The Sons of Italy, they cater the flight deck and provide the food and drink all day long. They get a donation when the show's over.
Good. Good.
Hydrate. I had to remember because we're gonna just enjoy and take in the whole culture and eat and drink and just have a great time.
The mission statement is family-oriented community service event.
Fabulous. Well, you know, we really appreciate this, Bill. Thanks for stopping by today.
I appreciate you having me on.
And being a member of the Exchange Club of Reading.
Very good.
And a Rotary Club, too.
And for all that you do to support our community, we hope to encourage everyone to get out there. And we just may have, later on this week, those special two tickets that are the very big...
the flight line.
The VIP... VIP seats that we've been holding back for that. I think we're going to probably have one of the Thunderbirds or Ms. Clark give those away live on the air.
Carl Linda Bott, we're getting ready to break for the news. You join us after the news, and we've got Miss Reading Rodeo and a bunch of other things happening.
Thank you.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street searching for direction in early morning trading at 10 a.m. The Dow now off by about 13 points, down about a tenth of a percent. Meantime, growth forecast on the global scale gets a downgrade. The International Monetary Fund sharply lowering its economic outlook for the U.S. and 17 European countries. The agency says fiscal and political uncertainties continue to weigh on an already weak U.S. recovery. The gloomier forecast for Europe is based on worries Greece will default on its debt and destabilize the region. In the housing industry, construction on new homes fell for a second straight month in August, another sign that the housing market continues to struggle. Housing starts were down 5% from July, falling short of analyst expectations. The annual rate of 579,000 fell short of analyst expectations. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the final fight of the year, Five Knuckle Showdown. This final bout of the MMA cage fighting series is at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 8th at 7:30. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting. These are sure to be the best cage fights of the year in the North State. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 8th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that Wind River Casino continues to bring you. This extreme event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't miss the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on October 8th. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown cage fights at Wind River Casino. Presented by Rogue Fights. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and about 7:35 in the morning, September the 20th. Is it 72 degrees out there? You're just making that up there, Bad Bob.
Oh,
it's
64 degrees.
64 degrees. Bad Bob, you might want to erase that off there because I get confused so easily. Phone number is 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And
welcome to the show here on KCNR again. I'm going to read a little blurb here. My name is Amanda Silva, and I want to be your 2012 Miss Reading Rodeo. One of the biggest reasons why I want to be Miss Reading Rodeo is informing children. I would love nothing more than to get out into the community, help educate children on our Western heritage and rodeo itself. I want to visit schools and weather, and whether it's a half-hour visit or all day, I would love to tell them about how they can all be cowboys and cowgirls. Another reason why I want to be Miss Reading Rodeo is because I grew up with the association and have got to know some of the members very well and want nothing more than be able to represent them and the great sport of rodeo. Thank you for your time, and thank you for being here. Miss Reading Rodeo 2012, Amanda Silva.
Good morning, Linda.
Well,
and Carl.
There you go.
And Carl. I'm sorry, Carl.
Yeah, we don't want to.
Well, that's okay. That's all good. I'll just leave now. I need to get some more coffee anyway. Thanks a lot, Amanda. That's right. You got my vote for Miss National Rodeo right there.
And Miss Bonnie Sharp, of course, Mrs. Bonnie Sharp, Mrs. Jim and Jim Sharp, they're very good friends, and we totally commend you for everything that you do in the community. And speaking of community, of course, you guys have been very involved in the Reading Rodeo Association and the Miss Reading Rodeo. So, Amanda, what we'd like to share with our listeners in this moment is your platform, what it took for you to attain the title, to win the title. It's not just, you know, how do you look in a cowboy? I mean, there's a whole horsemanship. There's a lot of things that I don't think people really realize that goes on with being able to win the title.
Yeah, it's definitely not just about your outfit and how pretty you are. It's definitely, a lot of it is public speaking. You get just judged on so many points for your public speaking skills, and that's two of your events, actually. You have a pre-event called The Social, where all of the girls auction off an item, and they have to do it and kind of interact with the crowd and get the crowd going, because you walk around trying to sell your item while people are bidding on it. And then you also have probably about an hour beforehand to kind of get to know everyone, say hi, and the judges are constantly watching you to see if you're just standing there, if you're going up to people, talking to people, and that kind of prepares you for the banquet, because you go up on stage and you're immediately given four impromptu questions and given a stick horse to sell to the crowd, which is the funnest thing in the world. And then, of course, the horsemanship day, which shows your horsemanship skills, which are absolutely necessary for a rodeo queen.
One of the things that you mentioned on my Thursday night show when I had you on with On the Spot is I didn't realize that you were really judged by your animals, how you interact with your animal's behavior.
Yes. A horse, like a human, has a personality, has a temperament, and, of course, theirs is a lot shorter than ours. So when they're sitting for about an hour, 2 hours maybe, they might get a little uneasy, and they might not be the perfect horse in the world. And, I mean, it could be the perfect horse in the world, walk out of the trailer, go in the arena, and just completely act up. So you really have to be able to handle that. So your horse could be perfect or it can be rowdy, and the judges really judge you on how you handle that, not necessarily how the horse, you know, throws himself at you in a rude way, but the way you handle it in itself.
Well, you're here today to talk about Cowboy Up Think Pink. Among other things, let's talk about the event that you would like to highlight today.
I would like to highlight the Think Pink that's coming up. It's a pretty big event. It's going to be held at Wind River Casino, and I believe you guys are sponsoring a table.
Yes, we are.
From 6 to 7, there will be a silent auction and happy hour. And then from 7 to 8:30, there will actually be the prime rib dinner and then the live auction, where that's, I think, where we make most of our money.
Okay, in the live auction.
Yes.
Oh, I bet you. Those are always fun, silent and live auctions.
I believe last year, actually, there was a hat that had all the Wrangler National Final Rodeo Cowboy signatures on them, some of the top cowboys, and I believe that went pretty expensive. So.
Well, of course, we're talking to Amanda Silva, who is Miss Reading Rodeo for 2012, and also in the studio is Bonnie Sharp. Bonnie, how long have you been involved with Miss Reading Rodeo?
I've been involved for 4 years on the committee. But always supporting, because I just don't want people to think about the pageant and the involvement that the young women have with this opportunity in their life. So that's, like she said, it's not judging how pretty they are. I mean, we want them to have poise and personality, and of course, where I come from is I love this community and I want it represented at its best. And this is one of the many wonderful things we have in our community is a rodeo. And knowing that it's, one of the top 36 in the country is very special.
And I can say why. We love the rodeo here.
Yes.
Even when the horse and the bull join us.
Yeah, they jumped over one day, or half of them did. We were right there.
Covered
loved
in
it.
Bull manure we were.
Yeah, I think I pulled a couple of some hair out of my teeth. It was great. So, Amanda, and next for you, are we going to take a break? Okay, we're going to take a break. Hang out with us to the other side. Okay, we got Bonnie Sharp and Miss Reading Rodeo 2012. Carla Linda Bott here, KCNR 1460. See you after these messages.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, The Belligerent Duck, and Vaughn Sporting Goods. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM. Or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Ensalmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at ensalmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Ensalmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Ensalmo wines with your meal. And something new. Ensalmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Ensalmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Ensalmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl on the Bot. 7:45 in the morning, September the 20th. And I am surrounded by royalty here. I have, of course, our Miss Redding Rodeo. And then we have somebody just joined us here, Brandy Sealander, the first runner-up for Miss Redding Rodeo. But you also won the horse competition. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how many horses do you own?
I own two.
Two. Okay. What kind of horses do you have?
Quarter horse.
Quarter horses. Do you a barrel race and those kind of things? Just compete?
With my horse, I can do just about anything. I've done barrel patterns on him. I've shown him Western English Pleasure. He was started for reining. He's great on the trail. Do anything with him.
And how long have you been in the competition phase of riding and, you know, rodeoing and that, as far as, you know, like going for Miss Redding Rodeo or other things?
This is actually my first competition for a royalty competition, but I grew up doing Gymkhana, and then I started doing showing through 4-H when I was like 12, I think.
Oh, okay, so this is not your first time.
No.
And, of course, you know, Amanda Silva, Miss Redding Rodeo, is here. You know, you've just, you know, there's so many of people involved in this in Shasta County and in Redding. You know, how many people were competing for, you know, for the royal court, I guess I should say?
We had five this year, which was delightful. It's great to have that many people interested, because as we've gone over and over, it's not just something you just show up and look pretty, you know.
No, this is not something that you just kind of just, you know, hey, I look really good in a pair of jeans and a hat. you know, because if that's the case, then you're going to be, you know, you're going to be planting your face in the arena. Because,
yeah, pretty much.
And we see you all during the rodeo too. I mean, you're a moving stock back, you know, let me see. I've seen you move stock on calves and cows and things and other animals like that.
Mm-hmm.
That you're all out there.
Yeah, usually we'll do the presentation run during the big beginning.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we'll do our queens run. If we have other queens, like down from Stockton or Miss Cottonwood Rodeo or Miss Livermore Rodeo, if they come to our rodeo, we're more than happy to have them do their queen runs before us as well. And then after we do our queens run, we'll push cattle through the gates and invite the other queens to do that as well, so everyone can kind of get a little bit of PR and everyone can see us. And then we'll leave. And sometimes we carry flags as well if there are sponsors, or if you, like, I believe it's the Livermore Rodeo, last year's Queen Sierra Taylor carried a flag in. So
okay. And that was Miss Redding Rodeo, Amanda. And Brandy, so what are your duties now? Are you just kind of like watching Amanda to see if she, you know, stumbles? You know, are you the one that saddles her horse by any chance?
I sure hope not.
Well, I meant in the sense that, the cinch's a little bit loose. Sorry. I'm just kidding.
No.
You two are very, 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 very beautiful young women. So what do you do? I mean, you're there, and I see you at all the events too.
I go to all the events with Amanda, and if there's any event that Amanda can't go to, I will attend it. And I get to help do slack at the rodeo in the mornings when they do slack.
What's slack?
Slack is basically a pre-rodeo, kind of eliminates some of the people so that if we have 20 ropers, they can come run slack. If they don't do a good time or something like that, and there's another rodeo back-to-back to ours, they can jump out and go to that rodeo.
Essentially, as we've got too many entries in an event, that mm-hmm. the slack is they come in there and do that, and then you take the top 10, I guess, and then the other ones just move on.
Yeah.
So that's when you hear the term slack. So what do you do when you're not doing this, Brandy?
I'm not doing this. I go to school and work.
Okay. What school do you go to?
Shasta College.
Shasta College. And did we ask you already? I'm sure somebody's already asked you.
I believe so, but I'm not sure. I have actually two jobs. I work for the state of California at Division of Workers' Comp. I work in Gerber at Wild Dreams Quarter Horses Ranch, and I have my own business that I'm starting. I attend Shasta College, and I'm Miss Ready Rodeo 2012.
So what's your business, though?
It's kind of like a house carrying business that I'm kind of starting up. I was turned on to making it a business when I started getting quite a few people come to me and ask me. I have about over 10 people that I have that I go to almost regularly because, again, there's more than 10 of them, so I get asked quite a lot to help out. So
is this like, you know, house sitting or
it's kind of like house sitting. If I have to care for animals, I'll care for animals.
Okay.
I kind of have a pre-animal experience for like giving them shots or administering different kind of medications to them and stuff when people are away, so
okay.
I get to help out with that a lot.
That's interesting. All right.
A lot of people get really excited because they're like, oh, I can't find anyone to do this for my cat. I don't trust them. Can you help me? Or I really need help doing this with my animals. Can you help me, please? So.
Okay, so we really want people to remember October 15th, 2011, the Cowboy Up and Think Pink.
It's at the Wind River Event
right.
Center. It's a live auction. Most of the money will go to Think Pink. I believe a small fraction of it goes to the Miss Reading Rodeo Scholarship. Or no, not the scholarship for Miss Reading Rodeo, the actual Rodeo Association Scholarship.
Right, Agricultural Scholarship
yes.
Fund. NorCal Think Pink, the Breast Cancer Awareness table sponsor, $450, tickets $50 each. You can get them at Premier West Bank and Reading Rodeo Association.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that starts at 6 p.m. on that day. And to get, if you want any information, call 356-7322, and it's probably sponsored by Wind River and Premier West. Okay, well, thank you very much, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Bonnie, you are always welcome here, of course.
Thank you.
All right, Carl and the Bot, we got to take a break here. 7:51 in the morning on September 20th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel of Sheldon Largent Realty, and we'd like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show. Do you suddenly feel as if a code red has been called on your house?
Now, Kurt, they can't handle the truth.
Ruth, the listeners deserve the truth.
They can't handle the truth.
Yes, Ruth, they can handle the truth. Our listeners deserve it. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 for your answers to your own personal real estate code red. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz of Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our favorite place to visit on Hilltop Drive, 2143. Okay, Espresso Joe's, get that great coffee. The finest walk-in humidor in the state. Discounts for veterans. Joe and Shelley support all of these events that you're hearing. They do it quietly. And you would never know it except we shout for them because they don't do it themselves. This is why we really like being associated with Tobacco and Brew, the community room, all of these things.
And they have a coffee special, caramel cream. That is the special of the month. The tuxedo is only $3.50, hot or cold, any size. Double torch lighter with a punch cigar cutter is a special for $22.99. That was $29.99. And we're going to talk to you about some other events that are coming up at our good friends at Tobacco and Brew.
And we are good friends there. Okay. Bonnie Sharp is still here with us because she's talking about, you know, it's something a little bit different, of course, than Miss Ready Rodeo. You're involved in so many things, Bonnie. But now you're talking people that come to visit our great city.
Yes, and I just went to work again for only 20 hours a week, but it's great because it's my passion, giving out information about our wonderful area and helping people enjoy it to the max. And like this last week, just 2 days ago, I had people from the Netherlands, and right before them were some people from Germany. You know, I think we oftentimes think that we don't draw that kind of visitors, but we do because we have so much to offer. And it was really fun. One of the really fun things that happened, which seems like they just go on and on, this couple showed up and they were just kind of looking around. I said, "Can you help you with something?" And they said, "Oh, yeah, we've been coming down here for years from Klamath Falls to Shasta Lake, and we were just thought maybe we'd check out Turtle Bay, which is a great asset to our community. And, you know, we just were looking around." And I said, "Well, have you ever been to Whiskeytown?" And they looked at me kind of funny. And I said, "Whiskeytown Lake is another great lake if you enjoy our lakes and go out there and take advantage of the kayak program they have. They give you a tour of the lake on kayaks. People don't even know about some of the things around here." Oh, they just went on and on. They couldn't believe it, you know, and that's the thing. And it just gives me so much joy to share all the information because we are kind of an unfound treasure that people don't really know about.
I don't think there's any reason that we should not be a destination place.
Well, you know,
not a pass-through. Reading is not a pass-through.
Oh, it's not. Definitely not. But you know what? I've always been proud that we're part of the journey. Because it enhances people's trips, and they come back.
Yeah, a lot of times it's not the destination, it's the journey. And if you can come in here and people are going, "Oh, I'm going to go see Mount Shasta," but you see the Sundial Bridge, you see a lot of things, you know, the Sacramento River, you know, rolling through here. Downtown's coming back. You know, you can go down there in the evenings, and it's just hopping down there with different types of things. We've got, you know, all, you know, it's people are. More houses are being bought in this last month. I mean, all the, you know, these are kind of like really positive things that are happening. Yeah, we've got some problems, but all in all, Reading is a beautiful place to come to. And the people here are from.
Well, Bonnie, it's really nice that, and it's such a gift for the North State, for you to be back, helping to share with people from around the world that come here to visit our treasures.
Oh yeah, it's like I say, it's a dream come true because I missed it so much. It was like I always used to say, I had the best job in Reading. Because, you know, when you deal with visitors, they're on vacation, they're having a great time, and you can help them even have a better time, and that is just so fun. And I just want to put out the word that I'm at the Visitors Center at Turtle Bay, and I'm looking for more brochures. If restaurants want to bring me their menus, because then I can do even a better job and tell people when they ask me about certain kind of food or whatever. So I'm there. Give me a call. You know, come see me.
Okay,
bring your brochures.
All right. So, is there a website now, or how do they call you? People who are listening and in the chat room, what would be your phone number?
Well, right now it would have to be a home phone number till they get something, you know, that I can call as the visitor phone.
Okay.
So that's 241-8926.
And other than that, drop by Turtle Bay
right.
In the gift shop. You have your visitor center
desk
booth in
yes,
there.
Right.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Well, that's really cool, because I'm sure there's a lot of people want to hear about the caves, want to hear about, you know, and I mean, going on Shasta Lake, I mean, we were on Shasta Lake last year, and we were hearing about the shoreline and the, you know, how much shoreline is in Shasta Lake, and that was just incredible information. So it's really educational
Yes. So thank you for this opportunity. Come see me.
Okay. Right. Well, we do anything we can do to push Reading and the North State that we do, and we have, you know, there's so many things going on in the North State that we need to be able to talk about that and have a visitor center there that people can go to.
We I'm gonna take a break here, but we do have some monster truck tickets that we're going to give away after the break. Rob Burrow says, I guess he's stuck in traffic on I-5.
Can you believe it? Yeah, but we've got enough
shout
stuff
out
to talk about. We've got talking about
and
recalls and home sales and
City Council,
big thing on the City Council meeting night and a coordination meeting. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The new Libyan rebel flag cheered in New York as President Obama and other leaders gather ahead of the UN General Assembly, and the president says the U.S. flag will soon fly again in Libya's capital. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes has more live.
That's right, Dave. The president meeting with world leaders to show support for Libya's new leadership, promising to reopen our embassy in Tripoli and help rebuild the country into an economic powerhouse. But those efforts could be overshadowed by another looming issue, a move by Palestinians to demand full membership in the UN. The United States has vowed to veto any such move, Dave.
Todd, the president will also soon meet with Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai, whose main rival has just been killed in an attack in Kabul. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more on this live.
He was president of Afghanistan during the Taliban regime, and before they were kicked out of Kabul, Burhanuddin Rabbani killed in an attack at his home. Most recently, he chaired Afghanistan's peace council that's supposed one day to bring the Taliban to talks. It recently urged Islamic scholars to denounce Taliban suicide attacks. President Hamid Karzai is in New York. He'll cut that visit short, a spokesman says, Dave.
Alistair, there's a new push by the lawyer for two Americans still jailed as spies in Iran to get them set free, going to court to make another attempt today. A Georgia cop killer set to die tomorrow night. The state board rejecting Troy Davis's bid for clemency. His sister was joined by former President Carter and others trying to block the execution.
Killing Troy would dishonor Officer McPhail because they would not find the right person.
Officer McPhail's family disagrees, saying justice will be done. The International Monetary Fund is worried about the U.S. and European economies lowering growth expectations for this year, but Wall Street's not too worried. The Dow's up 128 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
John Deere presents Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
Hear that? It's a mix of campfires burning, leaves crunching, and folks saving. Fall is here, and right now at John Deere, you can gear up for it with great deals and low-rate financing on select tractors and Gators. Just see your local dealer for details by October 28th. Some conditions apply.
Get these great John Deere deals and more at your local dealer. To find your nearest participating dealer, go to myjohndeeredealer.com.
In Pakistan, gunmen attacked a bus, ordering passengers off, then opening fire, killing at least 26. In Turkey, a bombing near a high school in the capital has been called a terrorist attack. 3 people are dead, 34 injured. A little boy is dead in Maryland after getting hold of a gun and shooting himself in the head last night.
With a hammer pulled back, a handgun can have a hair trigger less than a pound. A 2-year-old could very easily pull the trigger.
Prince George's County Corporal Evan Baxter says they're trying to figure out how the boy got the gun. An adult relative was in another room of the apartment at the time. An accused wife killer, ex-Illinois cop Drew Peterson, has to stay behind bars a while longer.
Drew Peterson's trial in the death of his third wife, Kathleen Savio, was supposed to start last year, but has been on hold while prosecutors appeal a ruling that bars them from introducing hearsay statements. The retired police sergeant, who has also been named a suspect in the disappearance of his fourth wife, Stacy, says the long wait violates his right to a speedy trial. His attorney says
he's not a flight risk. He's not a danger to anybody in the community.
So attorney Joel Brodsky asked the Illinois Supreme Court to free Peterson while the appeals process moves along. The court has turned down the request without explanation. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
There's new concern about the whooping cough vaccine. A Kaiser Permanente study says it can lose its effectiveness after just 3 years.
The study of 15,000 children in Marin County, California, described as small and preliminary, but it could explain recent outbreaks among children who were fully vaccinated. Both the CDC and manufacturers acknowledge the vaccine weakens over time. California had a huge spike in whooping cough cases last year. 9,100 sickened, 10 babies died. This fall, schools in the state turning away thousands of students who hadn't gotten their booster shots. Jay Netzler, Fox News Radio.
It's not just stocks rallying today. Gold is up $28 an ounce, and the price of oil up nearly $2 as well. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl in the Bot. 8:05 in the morning on September the 20th. Good morning, my friends. 530-605-4567. Is our phone number, and we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, I want to talk about tonight. They're having, of course, having the meeting with the city council, and at 9 o'clock this morning, too, at the Board of Supervisors on this coordination event with the Board of Supervisors and Redding City Council will both be discussing the Forest Service roads and possible closures with Sharon Haywood of the Forest Service. The process being discussed is the coordination and requirement that state and federal agencies meet. Now, the thing about it is, though, is that even if they meet with Sharon Haywood, Sharon Haywood has ignored, let me use that word again, ignored the Board of Supervisors and all the people. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be there at 9 o'clock this morning at the Board of Supervisors, the County Board of Supervisors at 9 o'clock this morning, and then again at 6 p.m. tonight. And hopefully, and I don't know how this will happen, but hopefully Ms. Haywood will say, well, you know what, I'm rethinking this, or something like that. Wally Herger has weighed into this and said, wait a minute, you know, you can't just shut down all these roads, because we're not just talking about, you know, people picture two-wheeled vehicles, but no, these roads would be if you had your truck or your car and you drove around on them, they're shutting them down to that. That's considered off-road at that point. And you can't even take your RV, like, you know, to go to a spot and park and camp. Now you've got to park it within 10 feet of the road. So, you know, this whole thing is being done by a bureaucrat, and our elected representative, a congressman, has tried to weigh in on it and has been ignored to the point where a number of congressmen are saying, fine, let's just cut your funding until you get the idea. Well, I don't know how far that's gone, but today, 9 o'clock at the Board of Supervisors, it seems like a good place to go to see what's going on. And also tonight at 6 p.m. at the Redding City Council, they're going to be talking about it. Plus, the Redding City Council has got a number of other issues coming up, you know, unions and some of the negotiations that have gone on with the firefighters, the electrical union workers, and all this. It's, you know, it's a big night tonight at the City Council. Now, we have...
Okay, can we do it now?
You can do it now.
Okay,
it's
you
past
guys.
8 o'clock.
September 30th? We've got tickets for the Monster Truck Nationals. That's right. We have two tickets for Friday night, which is all kids under 12 are going to get a free toy monster truck, thanks to Lassen Medical, excuse me. They are going to, let me just tell you, you got Grave Digger, you've got Tom Meents and his Maximum Destruction. We gave tickets last year to some friends that would really, you would think, I there was a huge stretch for them to go. And they thought, you know what, let's go outside our box. They went and they had a great time. So I want to tell you right now, I've got two tickets for Friday night, general admission. And I've got two tickets for the next caller on Sunday night. So we took Friday and Sunday. Give us a call, 605-4567.
The winner for Friday night.
All right.
The Sunday nights. We've got the winner for Friday nights. George, you
congratulations.
You won the tickets for Friday night. All right, and you want to give away the Sunday night tickets?
I've got Sunday night tickets. I think we should just take that caller right now, first caller. Bob's on the phone right now. So these are cool tickets, you guys. That's going to be general admission, October 2nd, Sunday. Let's see what time the show starts. I don't have that information. Oh, it starts at 2 p.m. So anyway, we'll put those up front for Diane. We'll announce the caller, and we're excited that you guys...
Okay, George, you won the Friday night, and do we have I think we've already got a caller for Sunday.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, and we got more people calling in here for that.
You know. All right, let's check this out on the Sunday.
And for Sunday, nope. You can only win one.
No, it's different George.
It's another George.
But it's a different George C?
Yes.
Okay, we got
you're
two
kidding.
Georges.
Two
all
George
right.
C's win, yes. And you're saying
all
they're
right.
different.
Okay. Okay. Congratulations.
All right, so we've given away the tickets. All right, we're going to be giving away more tickets later on this week with the Air Show.
And also more Monster Truck tickets coming tomorrow. So what's going on at I know that we really had a big chat kind of thing going on about the city council.
Well, that's what we talked about. We know about having the coordination meeting that's going to be happening at the Board of Supervisors and then tonight. Big news, too, I just hit the news I saw, is that recall papers have been served on Dolores Lucero, who is a member of the City of Shasta Lake City Council. Now, I haven't seen that in the paper, but I have seen that on the news. And we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. But before we go to the break, of course, we have Josh Wiley, who is from the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Division, and he's going to give us the Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. The Dow and NASDAQ turned higher after bouncing between gains and losses as the market looks ahead to the outcome of the Federal Reserve meeting. The two-day meeting began today, and the Fed may announce tomorrow it is altering the composition of its portfolio in an attempt to push down long-term interest rates. Currently, the Dow's up 127 points at 11,529, while the NASDAQ is up 25 at 2,638, and the S&P 500 is up 15 at 1,219. Oil's up $1.50 a barrel at 87.20, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.23%. Gold's up this morning $30.60 at 1,809, while silver is up $1 at $40.17 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, 3M's up 57 cents at $79.80, Google's up $7.51 at $554.18, while Verizon is up 37 cents at $36.66. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley, the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Okay, hey, Josh, thank you very much for that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Senior Chief Rob Burrows is here. We're going to be talking Mash Bash, the Angel Flight, and the museum.
Absolutely.
All the time. Okay, we're going to take a quick, like I said, we'll be back in a minute. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
The perfect setting, the perfect day, the day you've dreamed of your whole life. It's your wedding day. Start with the perfect setting and let JBL Ranch make your perfect day complete at their new wedding and event destination in Cottonwood. Nestled among towering oak trees and green pastures sits JBL Ranch. JBL Ranch has a beautiful private venue and a beautiful setting for your special day, be it your dream wedding, a family reunion, or corporate event. Large rolling lawns and a patio area for dining and dancing, all surrounded by mountain views, make it a picturesque venue for your celebration. JBL Ranch is just a short drive from I-5 off Bowen Road in Cottonwood. JBL Ranch has a private entrance for your event guests and plenty of parking. JBL will also help you find wedding coordinators, caterers, photographers, and more. Contact JBL Ranch and come tour the new event destination in Cottonwood. Call 347-3195. That's 347-3195. Or go online to thejblranch.com. Look for the JBL Ranch booth at upcoming wedding shows.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Anchors away. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda just took off. 8:15 in the morning, September the 20th. I'm surrounded by squids. So
Seabees in this way.
Well, followed by, of course, the Coast Guard hymn.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Got it. You know, you guys are, you have all the reason to be proud of your service. Absolutely. Our guest, Senior Chief Rob Burrows.
Good morning, Carl.
You know what? It's been a while since you've been here. What's going on? You know what? But it's hard pinning you down.
Well, I'm pretty busy
the
these days.
The fact that you even return calls is, you know, has gotten to be a miracle. We all compare. We have a lottery that we put in, and you put in all these names and you have put these dates. Okay, you called Rob this day and see who he calls back first. I mean, you know, hundreds of dollars change hands on this, on who has the.
Well, we got to keep that economy moving.
Okay, now you just got back from.
We just came back from D.C. Got right. back late Monday morning, actually 3 a.m. Got back into the area, and we just got through taking 100 World War II veterans and guardians back to D.C. for honor flight in Northern California.
That's great.
Fantastic opportunity. Our age group was mid-80s to mid-90s.
Okay, tell everybody what the honor flight is in case they don't know.
Well, honor flight is, it was developed quite a few years back, but we here at Northern California Honor Flight have only been going for about the last 2.5 years. It's where we take World War II veterans back to see the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. at no cost to the veteran themselves, and this is paid for by donations and by grants. And it's just a fantastic opportunity where it's right up between 350 and 400 World War II veterans that we have been able to take back to experience their memorial over the last 2 years.
And let me say something about that. First of all, it's a beautiful memorial.
It's gorgeous.
And both my parents wanted to see it, and neither one of them made it.
My dad didn't either.
And they had donated to it, but neither one of them got to see it. And every time we go back there, we stop by to see that. But what you have is the World War II veterans, all in their, got to all be in their 80s.
They are.
And so how many did you take this time?
This time we took I think it was about 64 veterans, World War II veterans, and then our guardians. So there's 100 of us total.
Is that just from the Reading area, or is it from the North State?
We had veterans from Reading, but all the way down to Fresno, Modesto.
Okay. Well, that's just, okay. And so how does somebody get involved with this? If you're a veteran, how do you get your name on this
list?
If
you want to go to Northern California HonorFlight.com, you can go to the website. There's two applications there. There's an application for the World War II veteran and an application for the guardian. They fill out that application, they submit it, and there you go. That information will go in. Now, what our veterans need to understand is that we are first come, first serve, and we have a list of 1,000 veterans on that list now that are waiting to go. And so we have lost veterans in waiting to be able to take them on this project. But, you know, it's we are just trying. If we had the money tomorrow, we could take them next week. That's how it is. What we can only take them is we have the funding to come in and buy the airline. It cost us $47,000 in airline tickets this last time to take this group back to Washington, D.C.
Now the escorts pay for their tickets. Okay?
They pay a portion.
Pay a portion.
It's $400 is what they pay, and that includes all the meals, the airfare, the hotel, the tour bus, all the amenities that we have for our veterans. And so they're only paying a portion. And so part of the Guardians pay is is granted also.
Okay.
I mean, it's such a wonderful opportunity to serve these men and women who have served our country.
Yeah.
And when they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone.
And this is a way for us to fulfill that final chapter of their lives. It is such an honor to be there with them. As soon as they come together, you can see the camaraderie from all the different branches coming back together, just as if they were back in formation again. And to hear them talk about what they were, where they were, and what they did. One of our gentlemen was a Bataan prisoner of war. It was with us. An honor to have that gentleman. We had a gentleman that was there D-Day 2, and another one that was at Omaha Beach that morning of the initial invasion. We had one that was a gunner's mate that was running the LCUs up to the front there, and he saw the Marine Corps captain or the Army captain. As soon as the gates went down, he was leading the men out and went down. He took the first bullet as they went through the gates, and he was running a 20mm on the back end of the LCU. I mean, these guys were there. They're living history. It's not like reading out of the book. It's talking to the man. He says, "When I was there, this is what we did." It's like if I talk to somebody about Fallujah, Iraq, and it's such working with the museum and portraying the history that we have and these stories of these people's lives. It just makes it so much more real and viable to be able to say that, hey, I spoke with that man that was there and be able to tell that story.
You know, every time I talk to a World War II veteran, you just sit there and you look at him and you think, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, and the Korean War, and Vietnam, you know, I mean, they're all, every story is special. We've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we want to finish talking, of course, about this. But we want to talk about the museum and then, the MASH Bash.
Absolutely. I mean, our fundraiser next
weekend.
That's
right. That's mm-hmm. what's coming. Well, this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend
this
coming
weekend,
up. This
right,
Saturday.
Right.
That's
we
right.
still got room there for people.
Absolutely. Yes, we do.
Okay. And if your politics are so, we'll still get you in there.
That's right.
There you go.
We'll
okay.
make a way.
Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
This is Don Shulman. I have Gwen Edrickson, the premier wedding and event planner.
Hi, Don. It's nice to be here. I love planning weddings. I've been doing it for a long time, and I just have to say that it's totally my passion and my heart. I love taking care of all the details so that my brides and grooms, but also families, can just relax, enjoy the day, be with family, be with friends. I love to design. I love to decorate, and I'd be happy to talk to any brides out there. If you're considering having a wedding planner or just want to talk to me about anything, I would love it, and we can start planning your special day together. My website is www.weddingswithgwen.com. I'm also on Facebook, and you can see a lot of my decorating design work there. And my phone number, if you'd like to call, is 530-941-5171. Hope to talk to you soon.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics in genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
When you see a guy with his head held high, take a look at his Navy wings.
Is this going to be all Navy? Is this going
to
be all Navy? How about in the Navy by the Village People? How about that one? Yeah, but, you know, it is Carl in the Bot. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at 8:25 in the morning on September 20th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Joseph Leah and Advantage Eye Care. You know, things are tight out there. We know that. But your eyes are so important. You need to have them checked. Dr. Joseph Leah, out on 1751 Hartnell Avenue, has been in the business for 20 years, on-site lab. His people are very professional, as is he. He takes care of your toddlers all the way to your World War II and older veterans. I mean, and he is our optometrist. We trust our eyes with him. And so we recommend him to people. Again, Dr. Joseph Leah, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Glasses for the entire family. You're worried about insurance? Give him a call. He's going to work with you. I can't say more than that. Our guest is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who is the CEO, I guess would be the right word, of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
CEO and founder, yeah.
You got it right. Founder, that's right. And we've just talked about the honor flight. And Debbie is on the line. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm terrific. Thank you.
Great.
Rob didn't mention that we took two flights this time, and so I haven't had a chance to talk with him very much either.
Two flights?
So, I mean, two separate aircraft, but we still took 100 veterans, 100 people back there.
That, you know what? That's the biggest one y'all have done so far.
It is.
That's it great. Is. Well, how do people...
Go ahead.
I'm saying, you do donations and all this? How do people donate for this, to have this happen?
Go ahead, Deb.
They usually contact us after they hear about it and want to donate. We put in grant applications to a lot of different organizations, and I wanted to make sure folks knew that AMVET's service foundation here in California really funded 99% of this last flight.
AMVET.
They can call the business office here locally at 357-3380. And our website is Honor Flight Northern California. It's honorflightnorcal.org. And there's opportunities for folks to see just how big or small a donation can be. We take whatever folks want to give. And sometimes this generation, they're still the ones that want to give the most. When they return, they want to give us money to be sure that some of their friends can get to go.
Well, I understand that. You know, I understand that because it's time is quickly
passing
yes, for our World War II veterans.
Every day.
And so I think what you all are doing, Debbie and Rob and the other people involved with this, is so important. And anything we can do to help, of course, with this and talk about it and help push it and all this is just great. But we thank you. Again, another reason that living in Reading is so great. People like yourself and your husband and all the other people that work to honor our veterans.
Absolutely. It's a tireless effort.
It is.
We have awesome people in Reading stepping up to help veterans and veterans helping veterans. And it is just a wonderful community for supportive veterans. And I thank you for giving us a chance to talk about our experiences. Folks need to experience this for themselves, so please give us a call. Like you said, the lottery there on Mr. Burrow's phone is out there.
But you called Debbie, though.
That's right.
Call me.
What's your number again?
It's 357-3380.
Okay, and Debbie returns phone calls.
Yes, she and Tom do.
I do.
They double team it.
All right, Debbie, thank you so much. Give Tom a hug for us.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay.
It's a team. We have just awesome teams.
Well, you have to. There are so many things going on here with the museum and this. I know how you're net, plus you do services at IGO.
I'm still full-time Navy.
Now you're in charge of 127 people, too.
I've got another detachment, and I'm the OIC now for that, so I'm running port and starboard every day.
Yeah. What we're going to do is we'll talk just a little bit more, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, talk about the MASH Bash,
yes.
Because this is a lot of fun. We're going to be there.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to hit the air show.
This Saturday night,
and then we're going to go from the air show right over there.
That's right.
And so get Yellow Cab and get Jay from Yellow Cab and tell him just be waiting for us outside.
We'll have lots of cold drinks for you.
Lots of cool drinks there. But, we got like a minute left on what – In this minute, what was the most significant thing? I know there's so many things about the Honor Flight. What was the most significant thing this time? I know you've been on several.
The most significant thing every single time is after we take them to the memorials and they shake your hand and tell you, thank you, because without you, I would have never had the opportunity to be part of this experience. And, it's such an honor and a privilege. I mean, they tell you their story and where they were, and then they just say, I couldn't have done this. My wife passed away.
They cannot do this
on their own. And so this is such a vital part of their life. We are creating the final chapter of their lives.
That's right. Now, and we're going to give the numbers again. But if you've got your parents or you want to do it or something like that, we're going to give that number away again here. First, we're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott. Now, this is Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Senior Chief Rob Burrows. And we're going to be talking MASH Bash in the museum when we get back.
Great.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Libya's new leader promises that Muammar Gaddafi and his lieutenants will be brought to fair justice for violent crimes against Libyans.
All accused of the Gaddafi regime before a just trial. And we will work for the spirit of forgiveness and reconciliation over the coming period.
Mustafa Abdul Jalil is president of the Transitional Council, speaking in New York at the United Nations formal welcome to Libya's new representatives. President Obama making a call to Libyans still clinging to their loyalty to Gaddafi.
Those still holding out must understand the old regime is over. And it is time to lay down your arms and join the new Libya.
The president also says our embassy in Tripoli is being reopened. The International Monetary Fund has downgraded its forecast for the U.S. economy, predicting it will grow by 1.5% this year and less than 2% next year. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Can't wait for fight night? You don't have to. Come to Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge the night before for our Ring Girl competition. Who's voting? Who's going to win? You, the audience, will be the judges. Friday, October 7th at 9 o'clock. Ladies, want to enter for your chance to be a Ring Girl in the Five Knuckle Showdown? Sign up at the River Club by 3 o'clock on Friday, October 7th. Join DJ Sammy as he's hosting this Ring Girl competition event while live in the mix with his premier video mixer. First place wins $200 cold hard cash. Second wins $100. Ring Girls live in the ring for the Five Knuckle Showdown. Ladies, sign up now at the River Club and compete to win your Ring Girl rights. $2 drafts and $3 well drinks all night long in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free safe ride courtesy shuttle until 3 a.m. That'll take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. For all the details, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Must be 21 to participate in this event. It's better on the river.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs, Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, and Carl in the Bot, 8:35 in the morning, September the 20th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue is our place to go to, man's last stronghold. Take a step back in time, great prices, discounts for veterans. And, you know, you just, you know, you walk in, you sit down, and there's just kind of an atmosphere of positive. It's positive in there.
It's a guy's place.
It's a guy's place. But you know what? They're very, very polite to women. You know, women come in there, bring their kids. The kids like in their haircuts there. They get the boy cut. I'm not sure what a boy cut is. But, you know, it looks like a boy instead of like a little, you know, maybe like a little girl. Anyway, that's Hyper Square Barbershop. The Bad Bob goes there. I go there. Rob goes there. You know what? If you are anybody in this town, you go to Cypress Square Barbershop. All right, right off Athens Avenue. Okay, now tomorrow at Haven Humane Society on Wednesday, September 21st, go down there because KIXE-TV and Haven Humane have teamed up with the California Emergency Management Agency, and they are going to assist the pet owners by giving a disaster kit. These are a disaster kit for emergencies for your pet. They've got 100 of them, and they're going to start giving these away Wednesday at 11 a.m. So if you go down Haven Humane, which is at 7449 East Side Road in Anderson, you can get an emergency kit for your animal. And we've got one right here, and it's got everything in it. And, in fact, it's probably even big enough to put elk killer in if we had to. But they're giving away these again because they want to make sure your animals are taken care of during an emergency, not just people. So, again, at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Haven Humane on East Side Road, they're giving away 100 of these kits to the first 100 pet owners that come by. All right, thanks. Our guest today is Senior Chief Rob Burrows.
Good morning again.
Good morning. Now, let's talk Mash Bash.
Mash Bash. This Saturday night, Saturday the 24th, it'll be the Saturday night of the air show. And what we are asking people to do is if you're going to go to that air show, when you're done with that air show, you just buy a ticket and come right on over to the Mash Bash. We're going to be at the Air Shasta Hangar, Air Shasta Rotor and Wing. And Dave Everson is hosting us over there. Again, they've been doing a great job working with us over there. Obviously, this is right up the alley with helicopters and airplanes. And so this is going to be our fundraiser for the museum. It's our fall fundraiser, banquet fundraiser for the Veterans Park that's going out at the airport. This is the next stage. We're going to be raising funds to pay for the EIR, which is the Environmental Impact Report that we have to have for the city in the next couple of months. And once we get that ball rolling, we'll be able to start breaking ground here in the next 24 months to get this park going. That phase one is the first phase for us to be able to get that museum built at the Reading Airport. So this fundraiser is so important. If you're looking for a place to come out and support the veterans, If you're looking for an opportunity to have a great evening, especially after a day at the air show, to kick back out there and relax and have a cold drink and a nice dinner and be with good people, we want you to come out and be at the MASH Bash for the Veterans Museum.
Okay, now, and, when does it start?
It starts at, the doors will open at 4 o'clock, so if you're coming from the air show, you can come right on in.
That's what we were looking at.
And then the biggest thing is, right, if you're buying a ticket and you're not going to the air show, it's probably going to be about 5:30 by the time you can get in there with the traffic. And so, but we're opening that door at 4 o'clock. If you're out there at the air show and that air show ends, we're welcoming you right on in. We're going to have places for you to sit, your tables, and we'll have the cold drinks and everything ready to go.
Okay, now, when you're parking out there, make sure you're not parking in a lot, though, that they shut off at 6 p.m.,
yes,
you know, after that. But I'm sure there'll be signs and everything.
Right.
Okay, now, I think we've got 2 tickets?
Yeah, we do. You have 2 tickets.
We have 2 tickets for the MASH Bash that we are giving away. Now, this includes dinner. The first drink is on Rob.
It's on me.
You've got raffle tickets in there that people can buy raffle tickets for.
We'll have games. We'll have all of our different gifts that have been donated. They'll be for the program. Again, I mean, we're asking people to bring some money because the money that we raise for this evening is going to the Veterans Park.
That's right.
Out at the museum location.
What kind of raffle items do you have out here?
Well, we have quite a few rifles. We have different rifles and things like that. We've got a trip or two to give away. We have a lot of some really nice gifts that have been given, some barbecues that have been given. We've got cords of oak that have been given. We're coming up on wintertime, so you can donate money and get some oak for your fireplace. And we've got all kinds of items, just some really nice things. We have dishes and crystal, antique crystal for the ladies. So if you think you're coming to an event and you're not going to have anything for the ladies, wrong. We got some beautiful antique crystal for the ladies that'll be part of our program. And so we want to cover the entire gamut. So we're really looking forward to having these folks. We're going to have Fog, which is the 4 Old Guys band that'll be out there. They played for us last year. They did a great job, good music. So we'll dance right up to the beginning of the dinner time frame, and then we'll have our fundraiser, and then we'll dance again after the fundraiser. So it's going to be a great night.
Okay. All right. Daryl has just won 2 tickets to the MASH Bash.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Daryl,
thanks for listening. And you can pick up your tickets right here at 1326 Market Street. They're going to be there with your name and just see Diane for that. And, you know, our tickets that we give away, for one thing, we'd like to have people, you know, it gets more people there. And Daryl. Daryl, bring money. So, because you can buy all these raffle tickets.
That's
are
right.
There silent auction things too?
Yes.
Oh, no. See, that's dangerous because Linda gets that pen in her hand and she just starts walking around going, oh, somebody will outbid me. Well, let me tell you something. Yeah, we've walked out before with the back of a pickup truck full because, no, they didn't outbid her. She goes, yes, but I just regift. I regift. Yes, I know. You know, I mean, we've regifted
half. She can regift
for Christmas. Regifted North State. Okay, and she's not here, so I feel very brave in talking about this right now. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. Our guest, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, a good friend and a patriot and somebody that gives so much to our community. This is Free Fire Radio.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hey, dude, what are we waiting for?
I'm looking for my glasses.
Glasses? Your sunglasses, eyeglasses, goggles?
No, my Wiley X climate control glasses.
Before you head out on your next road trip, don't forget your Wiley X climate control eyewear from Advantage Eye Care. Wiley X has removable facial cavity seals, creating a cocoon around the eyes. This means that for millions of people who suffer from dry eye or who have had LASIK surgery, these glasses will lock out the heat, wind, and debris that can irritate or dry out sensitive eyes. High velocity protection for the open road. Pick up your pair today at Advantage Eye Care. Also available in prescription. They take the time, you see the difference. Mention this ad and you get 15% off your Wiley X eyewear. Advantage Eye Care, located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1, or call 223-2325. That's 223-2325.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Linda just took off to go pick up something for us here. 8:45 in the morning, September 20th. Hey, it's going to go up to in the high 90s today. It's 75 right now. They're having a big event out at Insomos this weekend with North Star. So you need to give them a call at 474-5546. I mean, they're talking big music, and they got a special deal out there. So give them a, you're going to, you know, North Star fills the place up out there, and they're going to have a little more room this time so you can, you know, listen to them. They can turn it loose. 474-5546, and some will be in there. But at the same time, we have Mash Bash going on in the air show.
Yes, we do.
And I think that that's a it's another worthy cause that we have. Now, tell us a little bit more about the Mash Bash.
Well, one thing we want to let people know is that this is Mash Bash commemorates our Korean War veterans and our Vietnam veterans. And so if people want to dress up in their military clothing or fatigues or outfits, just like we did last year, we had a lot of folks coming in. They had gowns on, and they had different military shirts and things like that. People like to get dressed up and wear hats and things like that. We're doing the same thing again. And so we're inviting folks to go ahead and come on out in a costume and just have a great time. We're going to have a great evening. It's for a great event. And if you're out there again, already at the air show, you can get your tickets there at the air show. But we'd like to know ahead of time so I can make sure that I have all the arrangements taken care of for influx of folks that way, too. We'd like them to call the museum. And the phone number at the museum is 378-2280. Or they can go on the web, and they can buy the tickets on PayPal on our website. And that is norcalveteransmuseum.org. And then, again, the phone number is 378-2280.
And how much are they?
The tickets are $40.
$40. Yep. Okay. Good.
For a great night, great cause.
Yeah,
this park is for our community. You have to remember, the Veterans Museum is not supported by the city, the county, federal government.
There's no tax dollars.
It is completely supported by our donations that come through the front door. And so without these events that we have like this, we wouldn't have the funding to do what we've done already.
You know, and I don't know if people realize about the museum is that you've got stuff. I mean, yours isn't just like in one era. You've got stuff going how far back? I mean, this is like...
We go back to the inception of the country, to the Revolutionary War.
You've got stuff
to the Constitution.
That's what I thought. I thought you have material from the Revolutionary War
that's right.
At the museum.
We go back to our founding documents. I mean, and we cover every branch of the service. We don't leave anybody out. It's a total force concept from the very beginning.
Yes, yeah. So I know you got cannons down there. You've got
antique vehicles.
Antique vehicles.
The 1917 ambulance.
You're just waiting for more room, and because then would come the airplanes. And
I have three airplanes now. I have three airplanes now that are in my possession that we're in the process of rebuilding to put out there. We don't have space for them.
Right.
I have a weasel.
Don't you have tanks?
I have amphibious vehicles. I've got jeeps, tanks, trucks. We are out of room now. We have 6,000 square feet, and we could go to 50,000 square foot now, and we're out of room. So that's what this is about. It's keeping this ball rolling, moving forward.
And so, you know, what made you want to start this thing, Rob?
Yeah, my dad was a World War II veteran. He was a gunner's mate during World War II on a Liberty ship in the South Pacific. And he brought back, I used to hold his Arisaka rifle, and he used to show me the bayonets that he brought back. And he really wouldn't go into any kind of a detail, but he talked about the different things. He had an M1 carbine that he traded from a Marine off of Iwo Jima. It said originally Iwo Jima M130 carbine. And he just the stories. And my mom worked for the Navy as a civilian secretary. And just it was ingrained in me for my entire life. And so little by little, the more and more I looked at it, the more I studied it, and the more I held that piece of history in my hand, it just became ingrained. And so when I was in Iraq, and I was able to bring back an Iraqi flag and different items from Iraq, some Iraqi medals and different things like that, it just brought everything to a head. There's a flag right here in your office that I flew in Iraq.
Since the beginning of our very first show, is a flag it's from Senior Chief Rob Burrows and the Navy Seabees. That's been hanging in been hanging here since the very beginning.
That flag went on several missions to the Al-Anbar province, Iraq to Al-Assad, and with my convoy team pile driver, and I flew it for Bob and Kelly Frost, and so here it is.
Yep,
that's awesome.
We're proud of that. So, and you've been after me to donate a dress blue uniform.
We are looking for a Marine Corps officer's uniform.
I think we can work that one out. So
we're looking for those donations all the time. As our veterans pass, the families don't know what to do with these items, and we are a perfect landing place for those items because we're restoring them. We're
honoring them.
We are honoring the veteran who wore them. The uniform is just a part of their life. The veteran is what it's all about, and to be able to tell their story. But where else would it go? In the trash? I mean, we're salvaged things.
Where are you going to put those things after somebody passes away? That's absolutely true.
Right. And so it either goes in the chest or it goes to the wayside. And so we want to be the receptacle or the receptor of those items and be able to preserve them for our community and our veterans.
Right.
It's our American heritage.
If it's gone, it's gone. And, you know, the thing is that what other kind of museum do you have like this in the North State?
Well, there are hardly any museums across the United States that cover from the beginning to present and cover all the branches. That's one of the most unique aspects of our Veterans Museum.
Right here in River City.
Yeah, right here in Redding, California.
Okay, maybe we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who is doing something every day of his life and into the evenings. And do you have any days off?
They're all dedicated.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train of many years.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful charm. Smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
5868.
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs. The gift of a lifetime.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down.
Yeah, welcome back. You can stand. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew is a big sponsor and a big supporter of the museum and the things that are going on there.
They have
Joe,
been.
Joe and Shelley. They support so many things in this community. You know, Espresso Joe's, Airy Tobacco Accessory, and a great walk-in humidor they have there. Discounts for veterans, as are many places. In fact, if you go to our website, kcnr1460.com, you can see many of the places that give discounts to veterans in this town. And there are a lot of places. Our guest, Senior Chief Rob Burles, is going to be. We got Mash Bash. We've given away two tickets. We've talked about the museum. What other things going on, Rob?
What other things are going on? Boy, you know, we just, Veterans Day is right around the corner. We're going to be working on that for November. That'll be our one-year anniversary there at the museum. And for those that don't know, we have the 6,000-square-foot facility out at the Reading Airport off of Meadowview Drive. And once again, the phone number, if you're looking for tickets, is 378-2280, or you can go to the website, which is norcalveteransmuseum.org, and use PayPal to get those tickets there.
Well, you know, there's, you know, like you said, there's so many veterans events around here. You know, with the, it's coming up fast, the Veterans Day Parade out at City of Shasta Lake.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
They put on a great parade, and I understand the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is coming back again because they had such a great time last time. And, in fact, I think they lost one of their Marines, and for sure one of the horses stayed here. No, I'm just kidding.
Watch those vicious rumors.
I tell you what, they came back. Yeah, they had a great time, so they're coming back again. Just a number of veterans and veterans events from this area is astounding when you think about it.
It is.
And, you know, having our own museum is astounding.
Well,
and if you haven't been there, my friends, you need to go out there and off Airport Road and visit this. I mean, it's got everything in there, and it changes, too, because I need to go back and see the latest, too.
It does. We're in a process. In fact, after the Mash Bash, we're going to be going through and redoing the our exhibits and rotating some items. We have so many new things that we need to display and to show. We're just so thankful for our community supporting us in the way that they have. And we're looking for that continued support. I mean, right now it's really tough with the grants and everything else. But one of the things that we're really getting ready to push is, as we move forward with the museum, I mean, we're going to be building this and bringing jobs into this community. One of the things that's really picking up in the economy right now is service. And so it'll be another opportunity for us to be able to add a location destination to the Reading area. So we're going to be bringing visitors to the Reading area. They come to the museum, they go to the bridge, they see the other areas and of interest that we have in our community. This is one more thing to make that team effort in our community and to honor our veterans in the same way.
Yeah. You know, Bonnie Sharp was in here, and she's been hired to, you know, as part of the Visitors Bureau. And she's a perfect person to give out the brochures to have down there at Turtle Bay when they come into Turtle Bay, and she's there to talk about the other things going on in our community. So
right.
I think that would work out really well.
And I got her number, so I'm going to be talking with her here. So
okay, hey, look, let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning. Is it true, sir, you're a veteran, that they're going to mummify you when you pass and put you in the museum?
I've heard that. And they're going to stuff me, and I'm going to get in one of those glass cages, and I'll be sitting there. But you know what? I'll be there with my trusty companion, Don, who is also a veteran and who already looks like he's been through this.
Yeah, I'm getting so old, they're talking about condemning me. Hey, God, it is always so great to hear about the veterans thing, and what a great community when others don't support us, and I'm grateful to you guys. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Don, for what you do, and thank you for your service. Don's a Vietnam veteran.
Thank you, Don.
Also, he has a show on Sundays here, the Don Shulman Show, from 11 to 1, and talks about all types of things. But he is always, always supporting the veterans' events. Don, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Last thoughts here?
Last thoughts are, hey, the air show's this weekend. We want them to come out and share in the community with the air show. And then after the air show, we want them to come over and go to the MASH Bash, which is supporting, you know.
What's the dress for them? I mean, you can be very casual for
shorts,
this one.
Shorts, T-shirts.
Because you come straight
military,
over.
Any kind of military shirts or military shorts, a hat, sunglasses. We want you to come in, kick back, and have a good night. It's going to be warm that day. It's going to be warm that evening. Come in, have a great meal, support a great organization. Have a cold drink on us. And be a part of what's really exciting coming to our community. This museum is going to have jets and airplanes and tanks and things in it. It's going to be an ongoing air show program for us right here in our own community instead of just every now and then. We're going to be able to make this alive and dynamic for our folks, the kids.
You can get up and look in the canopies. You can look into things. You can look at, you look at the uniforms. And they have you have a photo taken of Pearl Harbor from the cockpit of a Japanese plane the day of the attack.
We do.
And it's really quite, it's amazing, really. It's one of my favorite exhibits there, just looking at that. Everything's lined up.
One of the things people see in the history books is always of the Arizona being blown up, but they never see what the Arizona looked like prior to the invasion, the attack of the Japanese. And so it really gives us an opportunity to show exactly how it looked and then the travesty that took place at the time that Pearl Harbor was attacked by the Japanese.
Hey, Senior Chief, thanks a lot for coming by.
Absolutely. It's a privilege and a pleasure. Thank you.
And we will be there Saturday.
Great.
All right. We'll talk about it some more. Tomorrow we're going to be talking, a big city council meeting and the Board of Supervisors meeting, a coordination there on the forest. Gary Cadd's going to be in there. We have a member of the city council in tomorrow. We're going to be talking about what happened. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR.